Hello and welcome to Hashtag Taiwan, the show where we talk about what's trending online, well, in Taiwan. I'm your host, Leslie Liao, and for the next few minutes, I'm going to be telling you about something that maybe happened on social media in Taiwan, or a popular YouTube video that's circulating the internet, or maybe I'm just going to tell you about a piece of news that got a lot of attention in Taiwan. This week, we're going to start off by looking at a bit of controversy that happened on social media. Now, a very popular YouTube personality took to Twitter to say that he didn't like the way Taiwanese houses looked. Now, if you know anything about social media in Taiwan, you know that there's a community of people that will staunchly defend Taiwan and how great it is. Now, I consider myself a staunch defender of Taiwan as well. After all, this is the place where I was born and I've called home for the past 7 years or so. But at the same time, when this YouTuber came out with his complaints about Taiwanese houses, I kind of thought that he might have had a point. What kind of point did he have? Well, I'm going to be telling you about it on this week's edition of Hashtag Taiwan. Coming up next, don't go away. This is 22-year-old YouTuber Xi Lan. His father is Belgian and his mother is Belgian Chinese. He said he was living in Shanghai, but earlier this year he said in his most popular YouTube video to date that he escaped the city after authorities implemented strict lockdowns in response to a COVID-19 outbreak. Xi Lan moved to Belgium and then on May 31st he announced he was moving to Taiwan on a business visa. As Xi Lan prepared to move to Taiwan, he took to Twitter to complain about Taiwan's housing. He claimed that each Taiwan apartment is uglier than the last. Is that true? I think everyone has different tastes and aesthetics, and we're all used to different things, so who's to say Xi Lan is wrong? But Xi Lan may have come off a little picky and snobbish considering his budget. On the low end, you can find something for as little as 6,000 New Taiwan dollars, which is about $200 a month. And that's the priciest city in the country, Taipei. Sure, for something that cheap, it's not gonna be pretty, but the option is there. I would say you can find very comfortable accommodation in Taipei for about 20,000 New Taiwan dollars a month per person, or around $600. The thing about Xi Lan is, he said his budget ranged from 150,000 to 200,000 New Taiwan dollars, which is 10 times my budget for finding a place to stay. Some people pointed out that with that kind of money, Xi Lan can just shack up in a 5-star hotel and call it a day. All that aside though, I will say houses in Taiwan can get weird, bizarre, and downright terrifying. Look no further than the Facebook page, Rental Madness Taiwan, where people post interesting housing finds in Taiwan. Take for example, this apartment posted to the group. A dresser, couch, coffee table, TV, and bed are so tightly crammed into a single tiny space that there's barely any room to stand, not to mention walk around. I think the landlord's goal here was to jam as much stuff as he could into that space so he can jack up the price. Then you also got this picture of a stairway with a fire door which serves no apparent purpose smack in the middle of it. There's an apartment with a punching bag next to a television, which is great if you don't care about your security deposit. Next, let's talk about washing machines in the bathroom, because apparently in Taiwan, that's a thing. You have this apartment where a washing machine is installed in an actually nice looking tub. If you're the type to enjoy soaking more than rinsing, well then there's also an apartment where the washing machine comes in the shower and not the bathtub. There's also this one where the bathroom is separated by a sliding glass door because, you know, privacy was so last century. If you're the musical type, there's an apartment that has a piano next to the toilet. Speaking of toilets, if you're the kind of person who wants some company when you go to the bathroom, then never fear because this apartment has a toilet where the inside of the seat has a picture of a woman smiling at you. Nothing like seeing a friendly face first thing in the morning. I'm very particular when it comes to housing, and a lot of these images are nothing short of horrifying to me, so this is about as much as I can handle. But as you can see, Taiwan offers a variety of housing options. Like, the range is so broad. Instead of being relatively normal to extremely luxurious, Taiwan's spectrum ranges from what on earth to wow, that's really nice. Anyway, I hope Xi Lan can find a nice house. As we've seen here, there's a lot to sift through.
And that's it for this week's edition of Hashtag Taiwan. What do houses in your country look like? Are they generally nice, or are they kind of antiquated and old like in Taiwan? If you'd like to see images of the houses that I shared on this week's edition of Hashtag Taiwan, well, you can find us on social media at Radio Taiwan International, Taiwan Insider, and we're on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and most recently, Instagram. Anyway, until next week, guys, stay safe, stay happy, stay healthy.